one of the outstanding stories that are discussed in the Gemara at length. This was also at a time when there was no leader of the Jews. No one could dictate the law to them. Each one took the law into his own hands. The story started a very minor incident, but which erupted into something that was world-shaking, affected the entire Jewish people. A man who was practically unknown, lived in the... He was also, had to be a Levi. He lived in his own private home, and he begot himself a concubine. It's a pilegish in Hebrew. It means a woman. At that time it was legal to take a woman without an official marriage contract. It was legal. And he liked her. He stayed with her. He called her his wife. Apparently his in-laws, too, had accepted him as a desirable son-in-law. But his in-laws lived at a great distance from him. He lived in a city, in his own place, Yislachim. They lived in Yerushalayim. So, he lived happily, till one day something happened to cause a rift between himself and his pilegish. Again, we'll use the word pilegish rather than concubine. Pilegish means a sort of semi-wife. Now, the Gemara says, note the wording in the Torah is about Tizne Olot Pilakshel. His pilegish did something that was like zinus. Zinus means committing adultery. The Gemara says it was not really zinus. She did something to displease him. There's a debate in the Gemara as to what crime she committed. One says that she offered him food, and there was a fly in this food, the soup. Second says that the food had a hair in it. This is a debate in the Gemara. Now, this displeased him so that he became very angry, and he sent her off. She fled to her father. Interesting to note, this is a debate in the Gemara as to what occurred. You have two rabbis in the Gemara, both arguing that she gave him soup with a fly in it, the second soup with a hair in it. Well, we know that every word in the Gemara, no matter who speaks it, which rabbi says it, is the word of Hashem. Therefore, every word in the Gemara is true. Now, the question is, the Gemara itself raises this question. Since Elev or Elah divided the Kim Chayim, both, you have a debate between two rabbis, both are the words of Hashem. In this case, both are true. How can both be true? Which took place? What was the crime she committed? Was it a fly or was it a hare? The Gemara says that the rabbis were perplexed. They asked Eliyahu HaNavi to find out which was the truth. And if one was the truth, how can both be true? He came back and said that Hashem said the truth was that both had happened. He had found a fly in his soup first. This angered him, but not enough to expel his pilegish. He found a hair in his soup. This angered him so much so more that he finally expelled her. First one because he felt that a fly was not her fault. It could have gotten there by itself. A hair was due to neglect or carelessness. And therefore, this was a point which his patience let out. He was exhausted, and he sent her away. Now, he had sent her away, but actually she fled the home. She fled because of fear. And the Gemara says that in this case, we should learn a very important lesson. That though the Torah advises that man is king of his domain, of his home, man rules over woman, a husband rules over his wife, yet it is very wrong and very criminal for a man to rule with an iron hand to the point where he instills a deep fear in his wife. Because if he does, a lot of harm can come from this, as we see the results of this story. That's why this story was brought out so strongly, to show how dangerous it is for a man to instill this deep-seated fear in her heart. We should learn how important the midah of chesed, the quality of kindness is, the quality of patience is, the quality of arichas apayim, how evil is the quality of kas, a person losing his temper, and what harm can come from it. How important it is for a person to be kind and patient. Now, for that, you can have true peace in a family and among the entire people of Israel. We should be zecher that acquire these qualities. Hashem should bless us with shalom al Yisrael, peace for all of Israel, for all Jews, and to see finally the coming of Mashiach, via Beis HaMikdash, Shem Heda, Amen.